Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Baby Behind Bars. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Parenting in a city is much different than in smaller towns, suburbs, or rural places. Smaller spaces, different price points, whatever. Differences aside, in the 1930s, many city-bound parents were part of a very popular, very disturbing trend. Suspending their child out their apartment window inside of a cage. Yes, a cage. For a baby. Let me explain. The idea of putting a baby in a cage for its health was first introduced in the 1890s by Dr. Luther Emmett, who wrote about it in his book, The Care and Feeding of Children. Already a disturbing title, Emmett's book covers basic baby care topics like bathing, nursing, and when they're a little older, masturbation. Yeah. Most notably, at least for the purposes of this podcast, is the section in the book titled Airing. Emmett argued that babies, like laundry, should be aired out to keep them healthy. Despite what you might think, airing out your baby actually has a lot of rules. An excerpt from the book reads, "Fresh air is required to renew and purify the blood, and this is just as necessary for health and growth as proper food. The appetite is improved, the digestion is better, the cheeks become red, and all signs of health are seen. It is not true that infants take cold more easily when asleep than awake, while it's almost invariably the case that those who sleep out of doors are stronger children and less prone to take cold than others. Rustic, robust, outdoor babies are good for everyone, I guess." Anyhow, this is where the idea came from, and urban moms took notice. They could give their kids fresh air, but only when they left their apartments. How possibly could they air out their babies more frequently and better without leaving the comfort of their homes? The belief in airing out doubly makes sense when you think about what was happening at the time. In the early 1900s, tuberculosis was raging, and the popular belief around that was open air and ventilation were key in fighting the epidemic. Enter a young Eleanor Roosevelt. Before she was first lady, the 21-year-old mother was told by a doctor that her kid needed much more fresh air. So in 1906, she attached a wooden basket with a wire grid on top of the outside of her window as a place for Anna, her first child, to nap. But people weren't ready. As the kids screamed, neighbors noticed that this little baby Anna was suspended outside of their New York apartment window, and they threatened to report Roosevelt to the New York Society for Prevention of Cruelty Towards Children. Later, after being first lady, she said she was shocked by the reaction of her neighbors to her baby cage, saying she thought she was just being a modern mother. As usual, Eleanor Roosevelt was ahead of her time, because in 1922, a patent application for a portable baby cage, a mesh cage you could suspend from your very own apartment window, was submitted by a woman from Spokane, Washington, named Emma Reed. The patent read, "It is well known that a great many difficulties rise in raising and properly housing babies and small children in crowded cities, that is to say, from the health viewpoint. With these facts in view, it is the purpose of this invention to provide an article of manufacture for babies and young children to be suspended upon the exterior of a building adjacent an open window wherein the baby or young child may be placed." Take that in. Let's take a break.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Let's get into the literal nuts and bolts of the baby cage. It was intended to be suspended or dangling on an external edge of a window with a little flat spot on the bottom for the baby to hang out, maybe with a blanket or a stuffed animal, and of course, a little trap door or open side for easy baby placement. The design also featured a slanted roof to be placed over the contraption to protect caged babies from harsh elements like rain or snow. Once installed, you could simply place the kid in the cage and go on with your life. And the idea really caught on in New York and especially London. Baby cages were so popular at one point that members of the Chelsea Baby Club, who lived in high-rises with no garden access, were given cages to use in their apartments. In 1935, the Royal Institute of British Architects deemed what they now fancily called les balcons pour bébés essential to every middle-class apartment in the city. But at the end of the 30s, the use of a baby cage simply dropped off. Some say people finally were like, is this safe? And nobody had an answer. Others believe the rise of the vehicle changed things, as it did for so many lifestyle trends. Maybe with cars, you didn't have to suspend your infant in a dangling cage. You could pop them in a probably equally dangerous Model A and take them to the park. Also, if you're still caging on a lower apartment level, exhaust from cars maybe didn't feel so safe for your caged baby to be breathing in. Whatever it was, the trend completely died out around 1960. Another thing I wanted to note, though, not one baby died or was injured, at least no reported deaths or injuries, due to a baby cage, which is a lot more than you can say for a lot of other inventions. So if you're an urban parent thinking about having a baby, maybe Google it. There are lots of incredibly terrifying looking pictures of small kids in baby cages. There are infant occupants looking pretty chill and maybe kind of happy inside of them.
You sound like you're disappointed that there's no tragedy.
I mean, maybe, no. But I do think, you know,
that they're telling you anyway.
I think there's a conspiracy. Yeah. I think babies were killed and I want to know all about them. I
mean, if you were a manufacturer, you probably would not want people to know.
Absolutely. I mean, your steel cage, you're like, this is totally safe. Please, if there's a hailstorm, we'll protect your baby who's hanging out of your window.
The anxiety of thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just like rattling around a cage might not be good for.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm not an expert in anything, but it also sounds like sort of a crib with the top on it.
It is that, but outside of a window in a high rise.
Back in my day, we weren't coddled. We hung out in cages hanging from a fire escape while we played stickball and listened to doo-wop.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.